And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 3rd of August, 2010. It's the birthday of Walter Kern, born Akron, Ohio, 1962, author of the novel The Unbinding, which was first presented in serial form on Slate.com. It's the birthday of Ernie Pyle, born on a farm near Dana, Indiana, 1900, dropped out of college, went to work for a tabloid in Washington, D.C. He went on the road, crisscrossing the country dozens of times in the 1930s, writing about the daily lives of ordinary people. And when the United States entered World War II, he went to work as a war correspondent in Europe and with sailors in the Pacific. He reported from North Africa, from Asia. Though he suffered badly from combat stress, was hospitalized for a couple of weeks with what was called war neurosis, nearly died in Normandy. Ernie Pyle's column, syndicated by 300 newspapers around the country, read by more than 14 million people. January 10, 1944, at the front lines in Italy, Ernie Pyle wrote, "I was at the foot of the mule trail the night they brought Captain Wasco's body down. The moon was nearly full at the time, and you could see far up the trail and even part way across the valley below. Soldiers made shadows in the moonlight as they walked. Dead men had been coming down the mountain all evening, lashed onto the backs of mules. They came lying belly down across the wooden pack saddles, their heads hanging down on the left side of the mule, their stiffened legs sticking out awkwardly from the other side, bobbing up and down as the mule walked. The first one came early in the morning. They slid him down from the mule and stood him on his feet for a moment while they got a new grip. Then they laid him on the ground in the shadow of the low stone wall alongside the road. Then the first man squatted down, and he reached down and took the dead hand, and he sat there for a full 5 minutes, holding the dead hand in his own and looking intently into the dead face, and he never uttered a sound all the time he sat there. And finally, he put the hand down and then reached up and gently straightened the points of the captain's shirt collar, and then he sort of rearranged the tattered edges of his uniform around the wound. And then he got up and walked away down the road in the moonlight, all alone. After that, the rest of us went back into the cowshed, leaving the 5 dead men lying in a line end to end in the shadow of the low stone wall. We lay down on the straw in the cowshed, and pretty soon we were all asleep." Ernie Pyle, who died in 1945 in combat on Okinawa. His columns collected in several books, including Brave Men and Last Chapter. Here's a poem for today by David Shoemate, entitled Reading to the Blind Man. We start with the classics, Homer, Shakespeare, Chaucer, but he becomes bored and wants to read romances, stories of people adrift on the tides of their passion. He is afraid he is missing more than sight, that there are continents of emotions he has never explored. As I read, his lips move as if he now can see the words, as if he were one of those lovers about to collide, as if it were his hands on her breasts, his body atop hers. He whispers for me to slow down. It has taken him this long to get here. He would like to linger now for a while. Reading to the Blind Man, a poem by David Shoemate, from High Water Mark, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of poetry everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.